Pesach, Tavshin, Ayin, Dalet. We're only concentrating on one pasuk over here, and that's the crazy part, that it's all dealing with one pasuk. Vayi, Yishkon Yisrael Ba'aretz Ahi. When Yaakov was living in this place, Vayelech Reuven. You want to go to the rest of it? Go ahead. And Reuven went, Vayishkav, his bill up, like a shavi, Vayishma Yisrael. He slept, well, seemingly the pasuk says, and he slept with Bilah, the Pelegish of his father, by Yishma Yisrael, and Yaakovino heard about it. It's strange that it calls him Yisrael over here, but it says Yisrael heard, hey, right in the middle of a pasuk. Right in the middle of the pasuk, and then Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masor, and then there were 12 of them, and then it says Bnei Leah, Bechor Yaakov, Reuven. The Bechor Yaakov was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, Bnei Rachel, Yosef, Binyam, Bnei Billah, Shivchas, Rachel, Dam, and Atali, Bnei Zilpah, Shivchas, Leah, Gad, Ba'asher, Lo Bnei Yaakov, Shil, Lo Bepad, and Aram. What an unbelievable pasuk! What an absolutely unbelievable pasuk! So we're going to do as much as we can in this pasuk. We're going to start off with a quote from the Yalkut Reuveni. There are 26 words here in this parsha. If you start from Vayisa Yisrael, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. The reason why is because 26 is obviously Shem Havaya, to tell you that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put his name on this Maisa, that he's saying, I was involved here, that I'm here, nothing terrible happened. Although it sounds like it was something that was beyond anything horrible, but beyond the most horrible thing ever, that Yaakov, you know, is together with his father's wife. Nonetheless, it is not as it seems. There's something here. Now, Unglus seems to translate it literally. If you look at Unglus's translation, it says, "Ushchiv im Bilhah lechenasa davuhi." He slept with Bilhah. Lechenasa is referring to his concubine, the concubine of his father, and that's all he translates. He doesn't say anything else. Doesn't add anything else. Unglus seems to translate exactly as it is. But Yonas ben Uziel, the other Targum Yonas ben Uziel, says that all he did was move around the bed of Bilhah so that Yaakov would be able to be together with his mother Leah. So it's as if, the pasuk makes it as if he slept with her. Yaakov got so upset from it, he said, "Oi, maybe I have a puzzle child, the same way my father and my grandfather had a puzzle child." But he was told from Shemayim not to worry. They're all tzaddikim. There is no psul between all of them, and there are 12 children of Yaakov. And that's the idea, that the reason why there's a break in the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayish Ma Yisrael, Yisrael heard about it, he was upset, and said, "Oi, maybe I have a psul." Stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Masor. There are 12 altogether, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the Maisa, and that's all that. Now, Rashi obviously agrees with that. He's the one that brings down, he was Bilbul Yitzui Aviv, which we're going to get to that wording exactly what that means. Bilbul Yitzui Aviv literally means he changed around the beds of his father. But we don't know exactly what that means. It's weird, because number one, the word Bilbil is weird. Number two, Yitzui is beds of his father. That's number two. Number three, it doesn't exactly explain what he did in the first place. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Vayishkav Es, the Gematria of 739, same Gematria as Bilbul Matmetza Aviv, the base Bilbil. That's what the Gematria was.
Which word is?
Bilbul Matza Aviv, Vayishkav Es. Bilbul Matza Aviv, the base Bilbil. That's from the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Baal Tosfos. He's one of the Baal Tosfos. You'll see him quoted many times in Halakha by the Shulchan Aruch. You'll quote Rabbeinu Ephraim quite a bit. The Tur says, this is not the Baal HaTorim. The Baal HaTorim wrote another sefer, the Tur on Chumash. He writes that the reason why people say this is because it doesn't say he slept im Bilhah. Ayin Mem would be he slept with Bilhah. Es Bilhah means something different, and that's why we darshan from this mice, so there must be something weird, and that's that. And really, this is all from a Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos Nun Hei Amud Beis says that anybody who says that Reuven chata, anybody who says that Reuven sinned, eino ela toa. He is mistaken for doing so. And the Chidah says this means that anyone who says otherwise has no tzad of emes or tov in his words at all. That there's nothing good, nothing true about what he's trying to say. The Ramban adds on that this shows the great humility and the greatness of Yaakovinu. Not that Reuven literally slept together with Bilhah, but rather because Yaakovinu heard about it and realized that his son did something without his permission and yet didn't say a thing. It was so beyond the ordinary what Reuven would do, yet he still counted it within the 12. He didn't necessarily cut him off from his double portion of Bechorah, didn't necessarily take it off because of that. Therefore, it shows the anivus of Yaakovinu and how great Yaakovinu was. But what was he thinking? Why was he doing this, and what did he do it for? Now, Rashi says it was a simple reason. So you guys all know it. What's the reason why he did this?
Because his mother's honor.
Tobe el Bono Shel Imo, right? He was upset about the honor that his mother had, that she wouldn't be the chosen wife after Rachel Imenu passed away, that Yaakov Inu seemingly chose the Pilegesh of Rachel Imenu instead of Leah, his own mother, and therefore he went ahead and did what he did. The Chizkuni and the Ramban says because they knew there were supposed to be 12 Shvatim. They were supposed to be 12. Yaakov Avinu wanted to have more. Yaakov Avinu planned to have more. The Malvim say from the Mikubalim, really from the Arizal, the Malvim says, that Ephraim and Menashe were supposed to have been born from Yaakov. That's why later on in Parshas Vayechi, when he gives the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, he says, Lihem, they are mine. They should have been mine. I was supposed to have these children, and if not for Bilbul Yitzuyav, if not for the fact that Reuven messed over the bed, I would have had Ephraim and Menashe that would have came from me instead of from Yosef at Tzadik. They were taken away from him at that point, and they were given over to Yosef. Maybe that's why Yaakov was so upset when Yosef was lost, says the Malvin. Because not only did he lose Yosef, he lost the other two Shvatim. He said, my son is gone. Ananiva, where am I going to go to get the other two children? The other two children are gone. I lost Bilhah, and there's nothing else I can do. I have no idea what happened to Zilpah throughout this whole time. Although Leah passed away very soon after Rachel Imenu, I have no clue what happened to Zilpah.
She was the one who came with Yaakov when they came to Yosef. She was the one that was alive.
Bilhah is usually the one they use that went in.
So she was really young when she had Zilpah.
It's definitely true that Zilpah was very, very young. She was the youngest by far of all of them. Right. She was very, very young. But I don't remember saying Zilpah. I remember the Medrash saying Bilhah was the moon in the dream, but not Zilpah. We don't hear about Zilpah ever again. Zilpah has those two children for Leah. It's also, I mean, it is strange. Leah has four kids. She doesn't have kids for 1 year. Basically a year, maybe a year and a half. And all of a sudden, no, it's 1 year. Then she gives Zilpah over to Yaakov, and thinking she's never going to have a kid again. It's been 1 year. I mean, 1 year has gone by. Think about it. He had 11, 12 kids in the span, maybe even 21 kids, 22 kids, right, in the span of 7 years. So he had Reuben in the first year, Shimon in the second year, Levi in the third year, Yehuda in the fourth year, and then all of a sudden, I mean, just right then, she separated, and for 1 year it didn't happen. Then Zilpah had two kids in the fifth and a half year, and then she went back and she had Yisachar and Zvulun. It's very, very strange what happened with Zilpah. I mean, it's always confusing what happened with that. But regardless, that's what he said. I've lost those kids. The Chassam Sofer says the opposite.
She gave Zilpah over.
Yeah.
Because she
thought she wasn't going to give birth.
No, because later on when she gave birth to Yisachar and Zvulun, she said, God rewarded me for giving Zilpah over. She gave Zilpah over to increase the amount
in order to increase her kids. I mean, is that the wording? It's a good call, because that is what it says later on.
Yisachar, it says, God rewarded me. Yeah,
but Yisachar 11 Lerachel says, Vateri, like, he umdom me letis, Vatika, Zilpah, Shivchot, Vatitan, Osol, Yaakov, Isha. That's the reason why. And then later on it says, by Yisachar and Zvulun, by Yisha, Alkim, Olea, Vatar, Vatil, Yaakov, Nasan, Alkim, Schariah, yeah, that's a good reason, right? So that was going to be the reason behind it, and that's what he was going ahead and doing. The Chassam Sofer says he put it by because he thought there were more Shvatim that were going to be born, and they were going to be from his mother, from Leah, instead of from Bilhah. Not that he was upset and he didn't want Yaakov to have any other kids, but rather he knew Yaakov was going to have two other kids, but the two other kids should be from Leah and not from Bilhah. That's what he was asking, and that's why he moved the bed over there, and that's that. But that should have been discussed with Yaakov first. Either way, regardless, there's no question that he was wrong for doing so, impetuous for doing so. That's a big SAT word, and you can look that up later. But that's the reason why he was punished for what he did. Why word it this way? Why say that he slept with Bilhah when he didn't really sleep with her? Even if you want to say that it was as bad, it was as if. This is a really strange wording. You can imagine what it's like to be able to hear that. All I did was move around the beds. I didn't sleep with her. Why in the world would the Pasuk say that he slept with her? So there's a Maskil Ladavid, he's one of Yud Aleph and Forshi Rashi, who said the following. What he had done was force his father to separate from Bilhah. So let's use the words. Another way to say that separating her.
Why did you do that? You could just move back.
What do you mean, move back?
I mean, he didn't force her to separate from Bilhah. He came by, he was upset, he wished the business was from back.
What he was trying to say is, move it around and don't let this happen. Once Yaakov realized what he was saying, like Yishma Yisrael, sort of like he heard the pshat of Reuven, he said, okay. Showing that's that. I mean, he put up an argument, so to speak, and that's the reason why he couldn't move them back. What's the wording that he was trying to take away, Bilhah? The word should be the word vayichbash, that he held back or refrained Bilhah from being with her father. And thus, he made a separation. He separated between her, and that's shepileg between the two. That's really the wording that should be. So, if you wanted to word the pasuk correctly, what it really should say is, vayichbash as Bilhah, shepileg as Aviv. That's what he should have done, and that's the way it should have been worded. Says the maskil of David, because he switched around the beds, Mida keneged Mida, the pasuk switched around the letters of those words and turned Vayichbash into Vayishkav. It turned the word Shepileg into the words Pilegesh. And that's what ended up happening, that we get the words Vayishkav as Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. That's what it should have said, and that's what it was said because of what he did. That's the idea behind it, and that's what ended up happening in Mini Keneged Mida. The Be'er Basada says, and he proves it, it couldn't be Kipshuta that he actually slept with her, and he says the following. His reasoning is that it says, Vayihi Bishkon Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was there at the time. Now, normally, if women are going to do something wrong, it's going to be when their husbands aren't there. And then it says, Vayihi Bishkon Yisrael, and Yaakov Avinu was there. He was living in that land, and not only that, but Oretz Hahi. But the word Hahi is not spelled Hey Hey Yud Aleph. It's spelled Hey Hey Vav Aleph. What it really is trying to say is it was Hahu. In that room, Yaakov was there at the time. Reuben did not go at night. He didn't hide. Vayelech Reuben in front of everybody. He did what he did in front of everyone. While Yaakov was in the room, he got up and moved his father's bed during the day from one place to the other, says the Be'er Basada. There was no trickery here. There was no craziness. There was no, I'm hiding it at night and trying to pretend. He was doing it right in front of everyone. Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. And showing everyone that she was only the Pilegesh of Aviv. Vayish Ma'isrol, Yaakov was right there, says the Be'er Basada. The wording of the pasuk shows, if you learn it kipshuto, will tell you there's no way he actually slept with Bilhah, since he did it during the day, since that was what he was doing, and Yaakov Avinu understood what Reuven was trying to tell him. He was never together with Bilhah ever again, and all of Bnei Yaakov were 12. They were equally tzaddikim. They were equal tzaddikim to one another, and there was nothing wrong with them.
Why never again? I mean, it says even from the... because remember when they had...
Give me one second. That's what I'm going to go to next. This Sforno seems to learn, like the Targum, that something went wrong. The Ibn Ezra is very confusing. If you look at the Ibn Ezra, it's a little confusing because there seem to be different versions of the Ibn Ezra. I'm not an expert in Ibn Ezra to know which ones are which. I don't know exactly what the Ibn Ezra is trying to say. But the Sforno seems to say, because Reuven did tshuva, he was included in the 12 Shvatim. He does not say that he moved around the beds. So it seems that he actually did something wrong. But how is that possible? How in the world could he have been together with his father's wife? How is that possible? The Paneach Raza also, if anybody knows the Paneach Raza, it's also a Rishon that we found in the Vatican, but it was known that Chidah quotes the Paneach Raza quite a bit. He seems to say, in his first Pshat, he has three Pshatim, that Yaakov Avinu knew that he had slept with his wife, meaning with Pilegesh Aviv, that he had actually been together, and he accepted him as a child, and the Torah is telling us, V'yu b'nei Yaakov, Shnei Masor, that none of these children were Reuven's kids. They were all Yaakov's kids. And that the Torah is telling us, even though Reuven slept with Bilhah, the Pilegesh of his father, nonetheless, V'yu b'nei Yaakov, Shnei Masor, that the children of Yaakov were 12, none of them were Reuven's, and nothing happened from this type of situation.
He was born after, so that.
I'm sorry?
Nobody was born after this.
Binyamin was the only suffix, but obviously it was from Rachel, so that wouldn't have been. But nobody was born from Bilhah afterward. But that's what it's trying to do. It's trying to tell you again, the Torah Shlema mentions this pshat. It's an amazing thing. You have the Sforno, the Ibn Ezra, the Paneach Raza, that seem to say that it's literal, aside from what I told you in the Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus seems to say that it's literal as well. Now there's a Marsha. The Marsha in Shabbos Nunheim Abeis, that Gemara that I quoted earlier, that Marsha seems to answer a little bit more. See, Yaakov made sure to free the shvachos when marrying them. And here's the halacha. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. If you are together with your shipcha, if you have a shipcha kenanis, a non-Jewish shipcha, and you're together with them, that automatically frees them, and that's a kiddushin, and that allows them to be together with you. Oh. That allows them to be your wife. I'm sorry? It's a shipcha harufa nacharefes la'ish, which is one who is designated for an eved kenani, but that's not shipcha harufa over here. This is, if a guy sleeps with his shipcha, that frees her, that says, if he's giving her a get shikhor, and even though there's a lav, you're not allowed to free an eved or a shipcha kenanis, you're you're over on the, I shouldn't say a lot, and I say, of la'olam bam tavodu, you're over on something, but if you do sleep with them, if it's done al pi kiddushin, then they go free. That's what Yaakov Yinu did, and that's what he did with Rachel and Leah. He freed Bilhah and Zilpah by being together with them, so they were wives. They were fully wives, even though they weren't on the level of Rachel and Leah. Reuven paskins otherwise. He held that if you sleep with a shivka, and there is a shita in the Gemara this way, if you sleep with a shivka, that does not free her. If a guy is a taifa for a shivka and sleeps with her, he may be over on an aseh, but it does not free her. She is not free. She is still a shivka, and that's that. And they had an argument. Yaakov and Reuven had a halachic argument on the status of Bilhah and Zilpah. And Reuven paskins that Bilhah was still a shivka. She was still considered an eved, and therefore her kids were avodim, and that was part of the machlokas in the beginning of Vayeshev, where Yosef told his father, the brothers are considering these kids, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, to be avodim. Why? Because Bilhah and Zilpah are technically still shvatos, and there was the argument between Reuven and Yosef, the same argument between Reuven and Yaakov, says the Marsha. This is the idea behind it. This is why Reuven was so upset. Not only does my mother come last, but my mother is coming after a shivka, somebody who's not considered the wife of Yaakov. No, but Yaakov was lishitaso. He held that they are my wives. Bilhah and Zilpah are my wives, and that's that. Reuven said it's in Kiddushin Tovsin. There's no Kiddushin over here. How could this be? So Yaakov paskened that she was mutter for him to marry, for him to stay with, and it was no problem, and that she was a full wife. Reuven paskened, not only is she not your wife, she's mutter to me. I'm allowed to be together with Bilhah, Pileg Yeshaviv. I'm allowed to be together with her. Not that he literally halachically did, or that, not that he literally was together with her, but he paskins lahalacha, I can be together with her. I'm mutter to sleep with Bilhah. Okay. That's what he paskins.
Can I be somebody else? So if he holds his shivka tonight, why is he mutter?
In theory. In theory, meaning she's not the wife of his father. That was only in theory. It's a good call. And says the Gemara, Eino Elatoa. Anybody who says that Reuven sinned, Eino Elatoa means he wasn't sinning. Eino Elatoa means he only made a mistake halachically. He made a mistake in the Pesach halacha. That's what happened. And for such a great person, it was considered as if he had done a deed with it. What's up?
So you're saying the father was trying to sleep the same shivka?
Uh-huh. So the next line, I don't even want to say the same shivka. The next line is going to be a line that I always wanted to bring this up. I just can't find it in any Rishonim. There's a Mishnah. It's an open Mishnah in Yevamis Tzadi Zion that says Mefutas Aviv, which means a lady who is seduced by your father, is mutter to the son, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds she's usher, but the Chachamim holds she is mutter, and we paskin that way. We hold like the Chachamim that we're mutter to Mefutas Aviv, which means that if this lady, who was not a shivka, let's say, but she was considered a pilegesh, which is only a Mefutas Aviv, seduced by his father, Reuven could paskin, she's mutter to me, and she would be able to marry him, and that was perfectly fine, especially at the time. And that's something that we're going to go into the next with the Chidah.
It begins to seem like all
It's giving the reasoning. It says Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegish Aviv. He slept with Bilhah because he held she was Pilegish Aviv. Not that the pasuk is being made that she was Pilegish Aviv. There was reasoning. There's no question. And that's the psak. That is the psak. The psak is that it was 100% a full Yisha. And the pasuk is saying that Reuven was wrong. Eino Ela Toa, the Gemara. Not that we're mistaken for thinking that he said no. He was mistaken for his psak halacha. That's the idea of what it was supposed to be. That's the idea. The Chidah also says a very, very similar idea, that he held that Yaakov, once he entered Eretz Yisrael, all the sisters of Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah were all usher except for Leah. The only woman that Yaakov Yinu could be with was Leah, that Bilhah, Zilpah, and Rachel were all usher to him because they were all sisters of Leah, and that he wasn't able to be together with any of them. So again, he made an error thinking it was mutter in theory for him to be together with her because it wasn't considered a real marriage anymore, but obviously that's not it. The Chassam Sofer adds on to this and says another halacha which I never knew in my life. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, we all know that the Avos have the status of Bnei Noach. Okay, they have the status of Bnei Noach, which means there's no real difference between a wife and a Pilegesh. We all know, according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as a Pilegesh by non-Jews. Wives are Pilegeshim. What's the difference between a wife and a Pilegesh for a Jew? A wife has a ksuva. A Pilegesh doesn't have a ksuva. That's really the only difference. Like a non-Jew, there's no ksuva, which means a wife and a pilegesh are the exact same thing. B'nai Noach, somebody who's outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no difference between the two. They're all the exact same thing. Here's what the Chasam Sofer says, but when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were Megayer. Once they were Megayer, that means that all of a sudden, they're not related to each other anymore. Because we all know, Gershni's Geyer, Kikaton, Shinoa Doni, which means they were not related to one another anymore. None of the sisters would be related to one another.
The boys also need to convert.
I'm sorry?
The boys also need to
convert. Very good. Hold on 1 second. That means that all the Resurin fell off. They created now a chiluk between the women. There were real wives, Rachel and Leah, which were problematic because even though they weren't sisters, but they looked like they were sisters. And then Pilakshim, in which there are no chilukim. There's no issues with Achos Ishto being one being a wife and one being a pilagesh, a concubine and a wife. Achos Ishto doesn't apply in that case. So although Yaakovina was usher to Rachel because they were full wives and it looked like they were sisters, even though they really were Gerim, but since Dilla and Zilpah were not real wives, they would be perfectly fine, which is why it says, when Yaakov got to that land, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Reuben got up and said, wait, you can't be with Bilhah anymore. Why? Because you're not able to marry sisters. But he was wrong. He didn't realize that they were Megayer. He didn't realize that this is the reason why Yaakovinu thought he was able to be together with Bilhah and Zilpah. He was wrong about that psak. And that also answers something major. We all say that the Shvatim married their sisters, their twin sisters. It's one of two shittas. Who did they marry? One shita is they married Kenanim. And then the Medrash says, how could they marry Kenanim if their grandfather, Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu, great-grandfather and grandfather, didn't allow their children to marry Kenanim? How could they have gone and married Kenanim? So they said, instead, they married their twin sisters. How do you marry your sisters? How can that be possible? And the answer is because they married sisters from different mothers, even though halakhically that should be usher, but when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they were Megayer, which means it was Gershni's Geyer Kikatzim Shinola Dami, from a different mother, doesn't look like it's the same sister, which allowed them to marry their sisters. So it was only if you switched around the beds, that holds that you're usher to your sister. If you're usher to your sister, how in the world could you be married to the person that you're married to? Because Reuben did marry his sister, and that's what came out. That's also why they had to get rid of the Avodah Zarah that Yaakovinu had, that they had with them. Yaakovinu told them, get up and get rid of your Avodah Zarah. Why would they have Avodah Zarah? It's because when you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you have to be holier. There's a different din when you go to Eretz Yisrael. It's a different status, and that's why you have to go. It's a different type. For Ben Noach, it might not be usher as Avodah Zarah. But for a Jew, it might be. For example, something like Shituf, which in theory, although we paskin that Shituf is usher by non-Jews, Shituf is when you believe in God and something else at the same time. I believe that God is God, but his representation on this planet is that cherry coke, which some might agree with. Right? So if I would do that, by a Jew, it's absolutely usher Avodah Zarah you get killed for. By a non-Jew, there's Shitos, although we don't hold this way. Seems like there's a Tosos and Menachos and Bechoros and Bezmabez, although we don't hold this way again. And even Tosos, it's a possibility that Tosos isn't even saying this. There's a mistake in Tosos. But regardless, there are Shitos that hold, and the Ramah holds this halacha, that Shitos does not apply to non-Jews. Which would mean, in theory, that Christianity, as long as they believe in God, even if they believe in something else, would not be a Avodah Zarah. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. We don't hold this way at all, though. We hold that Christianity is a Avodah Zarah.
No, because we need, in order to have, proper relations with the world, Yuri says, it's okay, just don't.
We can have it, but we pass like the Rambam and all this. Again, she was not going to be out there.
Well, there's a problem with dealing with 90-something percent.
Tosos, Bezim, and Aleph, and Avodah Zarah. That's what it says. Tosos, Bezim, and Aleph, and Avodah Zarah discusses that issue. So, yeah, the stock is, the Rambam still paskins that you can, but there are other issues involved. There are ways of hectaring. That wasn't the psak. He was talking about Christianity. I'm going to give you other answers. There are other Rishonim that take crazy answers with this, what Reuben did. The Rosh and the Rokeach says he never slept with her, nor did he move her beds around. You know what he did? He slept in her bed for a few nights in a row to make sure that Yaakovinu wouldn't. He didn't touch her, chas v'shalom. He just slept there so that his father would see and not be together with Bilhah. In fact, it seems later on that Yaakov was still planning on being there, and then Reuben moved the beds the second time. When Yaakov still planned, when Reuben stopped sleeping there, then Reuben moved the beds. So he did too, which explains Bilbo Yitzue Aviv, the beds of his father. One he slept in, the other one he moved around. Yaakov realized that he didn't sin, and that's why. The Maharamai, if you're going to ask me who this is, I'm going to tell you I have no clue, but he's quoted by the Chidah, says he stayed outside the room. And when he saw that his father was going to be together with Bilhah, he walked back and forth. His father heard him, and that's Vayishma Yisrael. And you got to read the pasuk this way. Vayelech Reuben. Reuben walked back and forth. When? Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegeshaviv. When Bilhah was sleeping with his father. When that was happening, Reuben walked back and forth outside of the room. At that moment, Vayishma Yisrael, Yaakovinu heard that Reuben was walking back and forth outside the room. And Yaakovinu decided, I'm not going to be together with her, but you've been a Yaakov Shemosor. And the children of Yaakov remained at 12. Unbelievable pshat. When he said that, the Maharamai says that when he said that, that night Reuben came to him in a dream and said, Yesher Kochaka, and gave him a handshake for what he had just said. I will tell you tomorrow if that happens to me tonight. Okay, but that's what the Maharamai says. The Chidah says, even though Reuben is sitting in Gan Eden for many, many years, he gets Anachas Ruach every time someone says this about him. Every time someone says this pshat, he gets Anachas Ruach and Shemayim. So I'm waiting for that. Isn't that an unbelievable Maharamai? The Rabbeinu Ephraim, Moshe Avdekanim, Paneach Raza, Bala Turim all say another pshat. Reuven heard that his father was going to sleep with Bilhah, and he got upset and he left the house. He went, it's this, Vayelech Reuven. Reuven left. He walked away. He said, I'm not living here anymore. He ran away from home. Why? Because Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegesh. Because he slept with Bilhah the Pilegesh. Who? Aviv, his father. That's what he did. Reuven ran away because of what was happening with Bilhah and his father. That's what he did. Yaakov ran after him. Vayishma Yisrael, Yaakov heard that he ran away, chased after Reuven, begged him to come back. Vayubnei Yaakov Shnei Masor, and all the children of Yaakov were 12. What an unbelievable shot. He ran away from home in order to get away from it. The Gra says there are hints to the pasuk itself. And then somebody asked him, he went into the whole pasuk and explained the pasuk that way. Somebody said to him, what about the Targum? The Targum says, Lechein Sadavui. So it puts together Pilegesh with Aviv. You can't say it's Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegesh, that he slept with Bilhah the Pilegesh. Who? Aviv, his father did. Because the Targum says, Lechein Sadavui. So you know what he said to that? He said, if you look in the Gemara and Shabbos, it says that the Maisa of Reuven, the story of Reuven, is Nikra Velo Mitargim. It's read, but you shouldn't read the Targum in the shul. You know, back in the day, they used to have a guy, I don't know if they still do this in some shuls nowadays, the Yemenites still do it, you have a guy reading the Torah, and another person translating it, and explaining to everyone what happened. They skip this pasuk. They don't read this pasuk. They don't read the Targum in this pasuk. Says the Goy, you know why? Because he says that Reuven Mamash slept together with Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. And that's not how we hold. That's not what we say happened. And therefore, because of that, we don't read the Targum. It's Nikra Velo Mitargim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim said that when someone darshan this, a chassid darshan this in public, and after that happened, Reuven came and kissed him on the head. So again, I'm not telling you, if I get kissed on the head, get a handshake, and possibly a clap on the back tonight by Reuven, again, I'm going to tell you. I'll text every single one of you and I'll tell you. This is awesome. Go say it out to somebody, and that, therefore it goes. The Yalku Reuveni says that there's a pay in the middle of the pasuk because Reuven felt terrible about what he had done. And after he finished Bilhah Yitzuavi, whatever it was that he did, however he had done it, whatever it was, he was misrachik himself from the Shvatim. He stopped right there and he went away from the Shvatim and he started to do tshuva. And he did tshuva for the rest of his life. His whole life, he did tshuva for the fact that he had done this, and he never publicly admitted to it until Yehuda and Tamar. When Yehuda publicly admitted that he was with Tamar, that's when Reuven got up and said, I did it as well. Therefore, the pasuk is saying, this is from Shemayim, that the children of Bnei Yisrael are 12. It was explained in this itself. I think, does anybody know the raya for Gulgulim from the Torah? There's a raya that there's such a thing as Gulgulim from the Torah. There's a Targum Unkelus in Parshas Zosa Bracha that says about Reuven. It says, Yechi Reuven Ba'al Yamos. Let Reuven live and he should not die. And the Targum Unkelus says, Umosa Tinyana Lo Samos. He will not die a second death. He won't die a second death. Why does it say that about Reuben? Why does it say that Reuben won't come back, that he won't have a type of Gilgal and nothing will be there? It doesn't say that by any other Shevet. It only says it by Reuben. Because Reuben spent his entire life doing tshuva. He fixed up any problem he possibly could have had or ever had in his lifetime. He fixed it up in his lifetime and therefore doesn't need a tikkun. Therefore nothing needed to be done. Yaakov Avinu didn't know that. Because Yaakov Avinu looks at him right there, so in Parshas Vayechi, he yells at Reuben. Reuben, before he had to pachas kamayim, you did something wrong, he yells at Reuben. But yet, when Moshe Rabbeinu sees, at the end of the day, he sees what's going on in Shemayim, and that Reuben is in Shemayim, and that he'll never need a tikkun ever again, that he did everything 100% correct, that's when he said, Moshe Tinyan Olosamos. That Reuben will never need a tikkun ever again for what he had done, never needs a Gilgal, and that's that. The Sifri and Devarim says that Usher was there and saw what had happened. He told his brothers what had happened with Reuben, that Reuben moved around the beds or did something like that. And they yelled at him. They said, Usher, how could you say such a terrible thing about our older brother? And they put him in Cherem. They put him in Cherem and they said to Usher, you're in Cherem. Only when Reuben admitted publicly what he had done, did they realize that Usher was telling the truth. So they took him out of Cherem and they said, Yehi Ritzui Yechov. He's wanted by his brothers. At the end of the day, we're going to end with this. The Sefer Amunas Chachamim, written by Rabbi Eliezer, Sar Shalom, says, it's allowed to say that Reuben sinned and that he slept with Bilha Pilag Shavu. It's allowed, since there are Rishonim that seem to say that way. But it is absolutely usur to say that the other Rishonim were just covering it up and lying to make it look better. Do you understand that? It's mutter to say there's a Rishon that says that Reuben slept with Bilha Pilag Shavu. But it is usur to say that the other Rishonim were just covering it up. Really, it happened, but they were just saying it to make it look a lot better. That's usur to say. Yeah, go ahead.
The Gemara is saying, Misha Ko Omer Reuben Chata Enel Atala, meaning he's not talking about the actual Ma'aseh, we're talking about that you have no right to judge Reuben because...
You have no idea.
Because whether he did it or not, it's irrelevant to us because... Hashem forgave him, and that's given the Torah. So by saying, Kola Omer Reuben Chata Eino Ela Torah,
I hear
the person saying it is making a mistake.
That's a nice shot. It's very possible to be able to say, I'm not going to argue on it. I'm just, the one thing that I would say on it is that why wouldn't that be true by any Bal Tshuva? Why are we specifically mentioning Reuven, David, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, Yehuda, etc.? Why those and not the others?
Understand the Sukkim that Hashem forgave him. Like David, I'm not clear Hashem forgave him. Very clear. By Reuven, it's also because he's enumerated in the Sukkim.
It's possible. That would take work because we'd have to find that out. But that's a good shot. It's a good shot to be able to say. There is absolutely no hechruch, he says, that Reuven actually sinned. This parsha needs to be used as a lesson. And what's the lesson? To show you that no matter how great you are, after 120 years, when you go up to Shemaim, maybe 150 years, 180 years, however long you're going to live, right, you are going to be judged very carefully. And even if your intentions were very great, if the action you did was wrong for any reason, and there was something wrong with it, it will be shown to you very clearly how wrong you were and how off you were. Can you imagine Reuben's reaction? When all he did was move around the bed or stand outside the room or sleep in the bed, but he never slept with his stepmother, and he goes and looks at the Torah, and the Torah says that he slept with Bilha Pilag Shavit. Can you imagine his reaction when he heard such a thing? You have to be unbelievably careful about all of your actions so that the Torah doesn't say something about you. The Torah lost its level. That's going to be reworded to be able to explain exactly what you were all about so you understand your place in the Torah. You got to worry what's going to be over here. But once again, I'm going to stick with Rashi's Pshat because it seems mukruch from the Pasuk. Again, it doesn't say Vayishkav im Bilha. It says Vayishkav es Bilha. There's the Gematria from the Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is great. And aside from that, again, it says, Vayelech Reuben, seemingly in the middle of the day, it wasn't hiding. That's why it should be this way. We'll stop with that, guys. Have a good